on 891 AM.
Digital radio.
And the ABC Listen app.
This is Breakfast with Ali Clark.
A dozen kids from Mawson Lakes were victims of space phone mistakes. They'd made sandwiches and scones and cakes and they'd left them all uneaten. Their imaginations had been caught on speaking to an astronaut, but the line stayed dead when they were sought. They didn't even get a greeting. No effort to placate or charm. No sorry guys, no fell, no harm. Just a vague excuse about a false alarm and a possible future meeting. Well, space guys, that's not good enough. The last year has been pretty tough and these kids deserve what used to be called the right stuff. Improve your communication. Come up with a better story. A cosmic tale of hope and glory. I don't mean lie, just don't mean hoary. Hoary is an absolute word. On your International Space Station. Tell them that you had to cope with an air leak the size of an antelope. And just in time, you plug up the hole with soap. Use your imagination. Someone saw what they thought was a UFO as they looked down at the world below. Then they realised it was going much too slow. It was just a polar mesospheric cloud formation. Spent
also
a lot
a word,
of time.
Yeah.
Also a word. I did my research. A solar flare, a magnetic interruption, a micrometeor megastorm eruption, a spy satellite data stream interruption, licensed artistic exaggeration. So next time the call is made to your student fans in Adelaide, at least make sure your phone bill's paid. Don't shirk your obligation. Because these motivated kids are awesome. Their school's literally named for Sir Douglas Mawson. Next time you take the time and help them blossom into the future space explorer generation.
Booyah!
Boom,
I'm
in your face. That's good!
Is that what you wanted?
Yes!
I'm angry. I'm furious at these astronauts now.